Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. This is a hadith by on the authority of Sina Anas radiallahu anhu. He narrates it, and this is about the Battle of Khaybar. So he says this in Sahih Muslim. He says, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raided Khaybar, and he said, so we prayed the morning prayer in darkness, so very early, in the early dawn. And then the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mounted his horse, and Abu Talha also mounted his horse, and I was behind Abu Talha. And so the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rode through the streets of Khaybar. And he says here, and indeed my knee was touching the thigh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his izar, which would cover his thigh, he said his izar had exposed his thigh, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said such that I was looking at the whiteness of the thigh of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, so when he entered the town, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allah is your greatest, kharibat Khaybar. Khaybar has been destroyed. And indeed, when we enter upon or descend upon the square of the city of a people, then it is a bad day for those who have been warned. And this is from the ayah of the Quran. And Sayyidina Anas said he said this twice, or three times, excuse me. And he said the people had just come out to go about their work, and then that's when they saw the Prophet ﷺ, and they said, Muhammad. And so he said, we captured Khaybar by force. Now, this is a hadith about Khaybar, right? The Battle of Khaybar. But you see how Sina Anas, this is a hadith told by a lover, right? Radiallahu anhu, Sina Anas. How his knee was touching the thigh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he looked at the whiteness of the thigh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These details are, you can say, it's unnecessary to the story. He's telling us about Khaybar, but for him, for a lover, it is the point, right? It is the point, the highlight of that whole incident was that he was so close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his knee was touching the thigh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he could see the whiteness of the thigh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only that, he is telling it to people he knows are just soaking it up. He's telling it to the tabi'in. He knows that they want to hear those details. They know they want to hear everything about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So jazahumullahu anna khayran, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a great reward, all of them, the sahaba and the tabi'in and all those who have conveyed these ahadith to us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the rizq to also have our own ahadith where we can have eyewitnessing of him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah more being with him and spending time with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that, all that risk, for all those who yearn and love. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen.